An organization that provides free civil legal services is changing its approach in neighborhoods where the needs are the highest. Low-income people and families can face eviction notices, bankruptcy, or problems with Social Security without the resources to get legal help. The Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee has been tackling these issues by providing free civil legal services for Milwaukee's low-income population for over 100 years. WUWM's Mayon Silver reports on its new type of outreach.
In a large room at the United Community Center on Milwaukee's South Side, every Wednesday, lawyers and law student volunteers meet with dozens of people from the surrounding community with legal issues. A man who asked us to call him Ruben is one of the people seeking civil legal advice.
Ruben was looking for some help just getting his financial institution, his credit union, to respond to him about questions regarding his mortgage, specifically how much he still owes and what's the balance left on his mortgage, because he doesn't want to have to pay more in the future.
That's attorney Pedro Hernandez. The lawyer for the Legal Aid Society says it's important that Ruben gets help.
His mortgage could be sold to another mortgage lender or mortgage servicer, and Ruben could be asked to be paying a lot more money than he should have, considering his original mortgage agreement that he entered into.
For decades, people have gone to Legal Aid's downtown location for intake hours, or to a few less frequent outreach sites to see if they qualify for a legal aid lawyer taking up their case. For most cases, people qualify for services if they earn less than 125% of the federal poverty level. Now, lawyers like Hernandez are becoming embedded in places like the Marquette Volunteer Legal Clinic at the UCC, offering office hours in 53204 and 53206 to make legal help for cases like Ruben's more accessible. Hernandez says it's important to him.
I grew up in 53204. I went to school at the United Community Center. You know, I grew up here. I'm a product of this neighborhood. More and more people from this neighborhood are going and reaching out to those free legal services, which makes me happy because a lot of people in the neighborhood, especially Latin American immigrant communities, will go to public notaries, which are not necessarily attorneys.
Hernandez takes up people's cases from start to finish, including representing clients in court until they get relief. Colleen Foley, executive director of the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee, says it's a step in the right direction.
The goal is to have our lawyers become part of the fabric of the neighborhood. You know, I sort of half jokingly say it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We need to become part of the community and known, and I know we'll be more effective if our lawyers are seen as partners versus simply coming in once a month and sort of sitting at a desk and waiting for cases to come in.
And there are more and more people needing services. Back in 2007, the State Bar of Wisconsin did a study on the justice gap. How many people need services compared to how many actually get help? It revealed that more than 500,000 Wisconsin residents face serious civil legal problems without any assistance. Foley says she thinks it's a wider gap now.
The disparities have definitely gotten broader and wider, and there's more need in the community for civil legal services.
The state legislature has allocated federal funds for civil legal services in Wisconsin to the tune of just $1 million over the biennium. And that money has restrictions. It only applies to victims of domestic violence or sexual assault. The nonprofit Legal Aid Society gets most of its funding from grants. The outreach from the two neighborhood lawyers is covered for 3 years by a grant involving settlement money from the subprime lending crisis. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.